You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Jay Kaplan's in the house, our reverse mortgage specialist. Welcome, Jay.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me be here. It's
glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. There are no operators standing by because those calls come directly to me. There is one time a day that I do not answer the calls.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yeah, I can't answer them while we're broadcasting, but any other time, you can reach out to me. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save the number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. As you know, I have beaten anorexia, so today we will be celebrating National Shrimp Scampi Day. Anybody that wants to join me, a little shrimp scampi. How can you go wrong with shrimp scampi? I'll be over at Reunion by lunchtime. You want to come over there and say hello, Reunion Kitchen and Drink? I wonder if they've got any shrimp scampi on the menu for today. If they don't, you can rest assured I will be having a chat with the management and saying, how can't you have shrimp scampi on National Shrimp Scampi Day? Easy for me to say. Moving right along. Did you check out the New York Times? The New York Times. Unbelievable. And then an interview the New York Times reported on that came out of the National Baroque Communications Company, that would be NBC, National Baroque Communications Company, discussing the misconception over the Ronald Reagan economy. President Obama has come out and said that, the economy wasn't so good under Ronald Reagan, that it was very misleading. Now the first year of the Reagan, if you remember, we had a recession, down 1.9% GDP. Thereafter, it was anywhere from 3.52 to 7.53 was our GDP under the Reagan administration. The numbers are not all in yet for President Obama, but here are some of the numbers because we did get a little more data in this morning, and I don't know. Now, the National Baroque Communication Company probably didn't have this data. Consumer spending, they were hoping for a 0.2% last month. Came in at 0.1. Consumer spending is two-thirds of GDP. Obviously, that's not going to be a good number in the president's column. Personal income rose 0.4% in March. Economists were looking at a 0.3. Chicago PMI fell to 50.4, way below consensus. Consumer sentiment fell to 89 in April, below an initial reading of 89.7. So I guess the president, he might, as I have heard very many times, now if you're old like me, you'll remember this, but Mr. President, I think you got some splaining to do.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, the numbers are not coming in quite as the president had predicted or wants to make everybody believe. But this is a election year, so we're going to hear a lot of misleading information. Unbelievable. Speaking of information that you will not be hearing from the National Barack Communication Company. Half of California's 2014 income taxes came from the top 1% of our population. Think about that number. Now, we only have 2014. The 2015 numbers are not in yet. But half of the income taxes came from 1% of the population. And we're telling people that they're not paying enough. In a state of confusion, obviously, you know, we just love to tax. It's one of the things I think that our legislators do best is tax us. There's never been a tax that some of these folks have not really enjoyed. But, you know, I guess we can talk about the idea here that the one tax that hits everybody. Now, we can talk about income taxes and half of our income tax coming from 1% of the population. But the one tax that really gets everybody, and it doesn't matter whether you're making $1,000 a year or $1 million a year. Yeah, that would be the one that goes into your gas tank. National average, $2.196 for gasoline. $2.196. Here in the state of confusion, we do lead the country. $2.781 per gallon, average cost of a gallon of gas here in the state of confusion. Now, this is what gets me every single time. Hawaii is paying $2.58. 20 cents a gallon less in Hawaii than we pay here in the state of confusion. Think about that. Now, those of you that have been in Hawaii, did you notice any refineries, any gasoline refineries in Hawaii? Yeah, me neither. So the oil gets shipped from wherever it's drilled. Could be the Middle East. It could be other parts of the world, maybe even the United States. Shipped into a refinery, probably here in the state of confusion, put on another boat, sent over to Hawaii, and it costs 19 cents a gallon less in Hawaii than here. Too bad I can't drive over there to get some more gas. It's just a shame, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Right? I just beat him to it. Political correctness gone amok here in the state of confusion once again. California lawmakers striking down a resolution to honor John Wayne. Unbelievable. Nate. Now, here's what they had to say, because John Wayne, who died at least 2 or 3 days ago, but here's the issue. They're saying that he made racial comments when he was, well, when it's legislators in California, I do have to throw this in. Most of the time I would say he made racial comments. For California legislators, they were while he was alive. They're probably not aware that he died long ago. And there might have been different definitions of political correctness while he was living. Unbelievable, though. They're saying that made disparaging comments about African Americans in 1971. Really? And that's the problem? Are we trying to rewrite history? Are we trying to change what was correct and what was not correct 40, 50 years ago? The only thing I can say, and I've shared with you that I'm not the biggest fan of Whining Donnie, but the one thing I can say is that if he does get elected, getting rid of political correctness will be something I can certainly applaud. Unbelievable. I just don't get where we're going with all this political correctness that you're going to, Andrew Jackson, we're going to take him off of the $20 bill so we can put Harriet Tubman on there because it's politically correct. What are they going to say about us 50 years from now when you see lunatics in Costa Mesa, California that are vandalizing property because they disagree with what a man has to say? You see that in the news last night, that the loons in Costa Mesa, they didn't agree with Donald Trump. Now, whether you agree with them or not is irrelevant. He's an American. He's got millions of supporters. If you disagree with what he has to say, it's called civil disobedience, not vandal disobedience. If there was a little bit more fear of the police officers, yeah, maybe some of those civilians wouldn't be doing what they're doing, and other civilians wouldn't have their property being destroyed. I might be one of those that says, hey, you know something? Let's get rid of some of this political correctness. Maybe there is something about Chicago police officers that we could all learn from. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we are going to dispel a bunch of myths that anybody who knows anybody over the age of 60 may want to know about. Anybody. So even if you're not over 60, if you've got a mom, a dad, a grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, or anybody you care about that's over 60, we're going to dispel a lot of myths today. We're going to educate you. We're not turning the clock back to 1980. We're talking 2016. You'll enjoy it. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, or if mom and dad aren't listening and you can't get a hold of them, they'll be able to watch a replay later today on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and It's wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, they've got the solutions for you. All you need to do is visit their website. The solutions are right there. They're waiting for you. Couple of buttons, top left button or the top center button. Those are the best places for you. Five ways reverse mortgages can serve as retirement planning tools. I'm going to throw these ways out there. We're going to then talk in depth with Jay Kaplan in the house today. He's our reverse mortgage specialist for Ron Siegel Radio. Rule number one, or method number one, retirement planning. Now, you know me, I am a big, big proponent of planning. You got to plan. You got, if you're going to buy a house in a year, start planning today. Don't wait until a year from now to start the planning process. If you're going to retire in this lifetime, start now preparing. If you're already at retirement age, well, there's planning there too. So rule number one, use a reverse mortgage instead of a home equity line of credit. There are benefits borrowers can get from using a reverse mortgage that they can't get from a home equity line of credit, better known as a HELOC. Refinance an existing mortgage with a HECM. A lot of people don't realize HECM is a fancy word for reverse mortgage. Home equity conversion mortgage. It's the technical term that FHA uses. Are you aware that you can use a reverse mortgage for the purchase of a property? Think about that one. Reverse mortgage for purchase of a property. You're selling an existing property and don't put all the money into the new property. Save some of it. Use it for other things. Enjoy life. These are your golden years. Here's one. I was at a seminar earlier this month. Defer Social Security benefits by using the reverse mortgage. Now think about this, the reverse mortgage, I don't know what the interest rates are, I don't want to get into that part of it, but probably somewhere in the 3, 4, 5, 6% range, whatever, it doesn't matter again. But think about this, waiting from age 62 to age 70 to take your Social Security benefits, that is a $500,000 decision, $500,000 decision. Think about that. Benefits could be increased by 32% by waiting. Now, think about it. Again, it's planning. You want a financial planner involved that understands the reverse mortgage. There are financial planners out there that still, I'm not politically correct, they have their heads in the sand, and they're not understanding that they use a reverse mortgage for financial planning. How about using a reverse mortgage as an alternative to longevity insurance? Yeah, maybe you can do that one too. Now, the one area you can't use a reverse mortgage for, you don't want to use it for rental properties because it's an owner-occupied product. Just think about that part of it. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. So I'm going to share inside information. This is stuff that I talk about off air with people that are coming in here. And you hear me talk on a regular basis about the reverse mortgage. I am a big, big proponent for the reverse mortgage. I have studied the product. I understand the product probably more than my guess, somewhere 85, 90% of the people in the world. The man sitting right next to me, though, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, you'll see that. In a minute, you're going to hear it, regardless of where you are in our broadcast coverage. I've learned so much from him in the last few months. I shouldn't have even said that I knew the reverse mortgage. One thing I still do know, though, Jay, they're not going to take your property away from you.
No, they're not.
That's a big myth. Can you give us a little history? Why do so many people believe that, and what is reality?
I think the reason people actually believe that is because 10, 20 years ago, reverse mortgage referred to maybe 20 different programs from 20 different banks or investment firms, that kind of thing. It was put together by investors. What we're looking at today, the home equity conversion, was actually not put together by investors, but by economists as a way to help.
That sounds scary sometimes.
Yeah, it's in a way to help all homeowners of retirement age that have equity giving them a helping hand to keep what they already have is the most important thing. And one of those things they already have is the home. So I think the confusion on what happens to you when you have a reverse mortgage comes from all of those old programs, none of which exist anymore. There are horror stories out there, and most of them are true, that does not exist anymore.
Now, is there government oversight into the reverse mortgage world now?
Yes, there is. It's the oversight is from FHA, which is a part of HUD. It's not financed by HUD. It's financed by the participants like any other FHA mortgage product, but it is overseen and guaranteed. That's why the banks love them so much and why the banks extend so much credit when necessary to homeowners. It's because they're guaranteed against any of their losses.
Now, let me ask you this question, because this is one that I hear a lot. There's two pieces of foundation for this that I'll share, and then I'll have you speak about it. Almost every senior that I know was alive in the 80s, kind of a given.
Yep.
And almost every senior remembers interest rates, you know, that were in the 10, 12, 18% range, double-digit interest rates. And it scares a lot of seniors, because when I talk to them, they say, I would never have an adjustable rate mortgage. All I want is a fixed rate mortgage. And it's because they remember what happened back then. Talk about reality for 2016.
I know. First of all, I've had an adjustable loan since the early 80s.
Okay.
And personally, I don't think I'd still be a homeowner unless I did have one.
And I should say this for those on radio, Jay qualifies as a senior.
No kidding.
Those that are watching Ron Siegel, like
I was telling Ron when I was here a month ago, I was still in my 60s. Now I'm in my 70s.
You aged gracefully.
Yeah, I do. Even when I look in a mirror, I see a 24-year-old. So looking at the screen now might fool me also.
Okay, so the talk about the reverse. Why is it?
Well, the adjustable. We're talking about the adjustable.
Okay, yeah.
I used to do normal forward type loans also, and everybody I know that had one, especially before the crash, just thanks me over and over, because after the crash, rates went way down and have stayed pretty much way down.
Right.
So they love me for it. The other thing is that the reverse mortgage comes two ways, fixed or adjustable. I'm going to push for the adjustable because it allows for the line of credit, which is, one of the main financial tools involved here. But remember that there is a cap. There's a cap on all of the adjustable programs should rates go up. But the best part of it is that this is a real hedge against increasing interest rates, because that line of credit has an increase to it. It has a factor that increases the amount that's always available to you. And that is never based on property values. It is always based on interest rates compounding in your favor every day. So if interest rates go way up, your line of credit goes way up.
So I like that idea. So go back one step here. What is the cap on most of the programs?
5% from where it starts.
Okay, so if we start at... Today, where are we at? 3.5%, 4%?
Yeah, probably just under 3. Just under 4.
Just under 4.
In the high 3s.
So let's call it 4.
Now, there is the mortgage insurance, but that's what really makes this work also.
Let's talk a little bit. We'll talk about that in 1 second.
Okay.
So we're looking at a 4% interest, 5% cap. Quick math, simple guy that I am. We're never going to get to double digits.
No.
Okay, there we go.
No,
so
never. Never. It can't happen.
Okay, so, and we're talking about this from a financial planning standpoint. Now, think about this concept. And we're going to talk to Jay about this when we come back as well. Why is it a hedge against inflation? Number one is we're going to talk to Jay. Again, may not be for you, might be for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. You can then talk to them about how this benefits them. And maybe you, as being the heir to their fortune. But we'll talk about the hedge against inflation when we come back. There's a lot of other issues that we really want to get into so that you can understand the program. Why would you, can you figure out how to make the reverse mortgage a tax planning tool? And I think you'll be surprised to hear that one as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got that on the docket, how retirees should assess their liquid assets. That's a big, big issue. The payoff on how to get rid of debt collectors. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And don't forget, if you miss any part of the broadcast, or if you want mom and dad to listen, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by your area trusted professionals. That would be your household board of directors. Yes, it is your household board of directors. If you don't have one, shame on you. You need one. How are you going to learn this? All the things that all these different people know? I know that I learn from them every day, yet I get to speak to them every day. When was the last time you spoke to a CPA, bankruptcy attorney, divorce attorney, estate planning attorney, probate attorney, credit repair, financial planner, tax person, reverse mortgage specialist, mortgage specialist, realtor, all these people, they're part of your household board of directors. I think you need one. Text ATP to 79564. We will put you in touch. It's just taking a short survey. Everybody's a little bit different. But everybody needs these different services and needs to have access to them and people that know them in advance of when the crisis hits, because there is no reservation for an auto accident. Guaranteed that somebody had an accident today that did not wake up this morning saying, I think I'm going to have an auto accident today. Doesn't work that way. So here's the issue for today's commentary on the Word on Wealth segment: how retirees should assess their assets. This is a big issue. Way back when I was at Merrill Lynch, the comment was, whatever you have in income now, you have to anticipate, because of inflation, that during your retirement, you will need triple that to live. So if you're making $60,000 a year right now, in retirement, you need to plan on $180,000. Now, how long is it going to be till you retire? I don't know that answer because we're not chatting face to face. But if you had a planner that understood these things, you would be understanding that answer. How much do you have in an emergency fund? Is it liquid, or do you have to sell securities to make that happen? Do you have money set aside that's liquid for home repairs, home improvements, auto repairs? I know that answer. No. What about a new roof? What about, let me ask you this. If I would have said to you last night, if we were together, if you were at the event that I was at, and I came up to you and I said, do you believe that the stock market is going to be down 120 points tomorrow or up 120 points tomorrow? Would you have had the answer? Well, the truth of it is right now it's down 120. What if you need a new roof? All of a sudden a tree falls and you need to put a new roof on your house tomorrow and you're a senior. Do you have the money for it? Even if you're not a senior, do you have to go into your 401k, your retirement plan? Are you having to sell at the wrong time is my basic point. That's why you need to understand liquid assets, what you need, and selling when you want to. Perfect example. Today I'm looking, as I'm speaking to you, the Dow Jones is at 17,711. Earlier in the week, it was over 18,000. If you needed money, obviously you wanted to sell this past Monday, not today. But you don't have a choice now. That's why we talk about planning. That's the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by your area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 79564. That's why we are spending today's broadcast speaking with Jay Kaplan, because he's got some solutions for our seniors. I hear so many scams, and it drives me absolutely batty when I hear these scams of seniors. Wanted to spend the day this morning, or the broadcast today, speaking with Jay on all these different ways that we can really help seniors, because there's no one out there looking out for these different areas. So, Jay, we were talking before the break, and I'm a simple guy, so I like to kind of bring things about as simple as we can. You mentioned that a reverse mortgage, now I think about a reverse mortgage, it is a lien on my property or on a senior's property. It accumulates interest, and then you said it's a hedge against inflation. Got to explain that to me in simple man terms.
First of all, remember, you can always make payments just like you were before.
So I'm not
just
forced to,
No.
Oh, okay, is that another myth?
So the only time you're going to be losing anything on it is by your choice. So you get one of these, and you can make payments just like you always did before, or you don't need to. You decide based on your needs at the time. Do you want to make payments, or is there a better place to put that money? Do you need the tax write-off this year, or don't you? Or do you need it another time? But as far as that hedge, your line of credit does continue to grow based only on interest rates. Has nothing whatsoever to do with the property value. So if you did get one, when I would say the sooner the better, or the earlier the better. That gives you more years for that line of credit to grow. That line of credit could be a lot more in it than, I should say, there could be a lot more in that line of credit than the value of your home, especially if we have another downturn, which I don't really think is going to happen, but you never know. Just like,
well, it did happen in 2007.
Right.
And it happened in 1929.
I was almost there. Not quite. I was looking around. But
so it could happen again.
Yeah. Yes, it could. And the fact is that we have to keep that in mind, Ron. We have to know that that could happen.
Sure.
So if you have a line of credit, let's say you have an $800,000 home, you owed $100,000 when it started, and let's say you never make any payments at all, and 20 years, 30 years, I'd have to look at the, you know, the exact software, but that line of credit's going to be probably close to $2 million. And if your home crashes, the value of your home, and that home is worth $500,000 or whatever, you can still take that $2 million. Not that that's going to happen very often.
Do I have to do that before I die?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'd have to write that check on my deathbed to my heirs.
Or before, if you want to have some fun. And I know, Ron, you would want to have some fun.
Absolutely. It's almost 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. So. Yes, you can do that.
Now, do my heirs have to pay back that?
I know what you're going to say. No, it's a non-recourse loan, any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so explain non-recourse for me.
Non-recourse means there's no way to go after anyone for any shortage or loss. So let's say you have heirs and they're looking at a home worth $500,000, but they're being left with a loan of $2 million. They do not need to pay off the $2 million if they want to keep the home. If they don't want to keep the home, just walk away. If they do want to keep the home, what they owe the lender, and they have a full year to do this, is actually 95% of that $500,000. So think of it as the home will never, ever present itself upside down or underwater to your heirs.
Wait a second, Jay. We got to back up here. So I have an $800,000 house.
Mm-hmm.
I owe $100,000 on it.
Yeah.
I get a reverse mortgage for $100,000.
Well, you get your reverse mortgage.
Or to pay off that lien.
Yeah, it's going to pay off that lien, and at the same time, it's going to, at the beginning, and if my memory serves for an old guy, you're going to get well over $200,000 that's in a line of credit for you. Now, that doesn't mean anybody opened any kind of separate account. It stays right there as your equity. But from then on, the bank guarantees to you that what is available at your request will always be that line of credit plus its growth factor.
Okay, so we have the $800,000 house. We get $100,000 paid off the lien. We leave that money sitting there. It grows and grows and grows, and over 20, 30 years, whatever it is, becomes, call it $2 million, whatever the number is. We're just using an example. I write a check for $2 million. I take the whole family on the 90-day cruise. Nicest cruise ever.
You might get a full year cruise for that money.
But we get a nice cruise out of it. And on the last day of the cruise, I pass. And we come home, and whatever's left of that line of credit, or whatever's left of that check that I took the whole money, I put it in my savings account or my bank account. That goes into my estate and gets divvied up however my estate says.
Right.
And the house now is dropped in value to $500,000. Could happen mysteriously. But it's a $500,000 house. It's got a lien on there of $2 million, and my heirs want to keep the house.
Right.
And they can pay $475,000 for the house.
Correct. And they would already have the money if you passed after only one trip around the world.
Holy cow. Now, you tell me who this does not benefit. Is there anybody that this would not... Okay, Jay, other than if I'm going to move next week, who's not the right candidate for this?
If you're not old enough or don't have enough equity.
Okay.
That's as far as there may be some people who disagree. I don't see it. I don't see any downside whatsoever. And as far as inheritance, you don't need to add debt. Only if you absolutely need to or want to for any kind of a financial purpose, like a hedge against equities market.
So we're going to talk about the hedge against equities. We're going to talk about Social Security getting, how about an extra 32% on your Social Security, maybe? We're going to also talk about tax planning. Maybe you can decide when you want to lower your tax obligation to Uncle Sam using this tool. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And don't forget, if you didn't catch all of what Jay was just talking about, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 186-6775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today, that's being brought to you by Processing for a Cause. You probably heard us talk about their commercial just a little bit ago, or heard their commercial a little bit ago. Processing for a Cause. If you take credit cards, how about switching over? Processing for a Cause will meet whatever your current credit card company's rates are. I haven't seen any that they've missed yet where they have not met or beat the rates. And then on top of that, what they do is they send 20% of the processing fee back to the organization of your choice, the nonprofit organization of your choice. Question this morning, how to get rid of debt collectors. Pay the bill. Moving right along. No, just kidding. First off, you better find out if the debt really belongs to you. There are a lot of scams out there. So find out if the debt belongs to you. If they are calling, there are a lot of laws that apply to debt collection, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. And it basically identifies when you can get called, how frequently you can be called, who they can call trying to collect. If it's, you know, they can't call your employer trying to collect a debt. Some of there's rules for all of these things. So remember that the laws are there. That's why the issue is, I'm not trying to be a lawyer. I don't give you legal advice. What I do say is there is a law there. The laws apply. And if you have a bankruptcy attorney on your household board of directors, whether you're filing bankruptcy or not, they can help you with those things. And even more, if you are being harassed by a debt collector and you tell them specifically and in certain methods to stop harassing you, they can be liable to pay you for that harassment. And it's not very difficult for a good attorney that understands the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act to make all that happen for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, sponsored by Processing for a Cause. We're continuing our conversation this morning. Jay Kaplan's in the house. We are talking about reverse mortgages. We've covered a lot of issues this morning. Jay, there's a big one, one of the biggest, I probably the second biggest I hear.
Okay.
So the first is that the bank owns my house, or they're going to take my house. We've already dispelled.
Right.
That's a
that's
myth.
That's not, right.
Not going to happen. Then I hear the other one that I want to leave money for my kids, or my kids don't want me to do it because it's going to hurt their inheritance. Now, in the last segment, we talked about how you can get the kids an extra $1.5 million out of a house over time if everything works perfectly. Tell me about the idea of the kids, the inheritance, leaving something for them. What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that education is what's required. That's why I like to get with the children also. And it may be surprising, but most children want the parents to do whatever they, the parents, want.
Right.
But once in a while, you do get the child that is looking out maybe a little too much for himself instead of his parents. But what I can say is a couple of things. One thing is, by the parents having this, they're more likely to be able to save the home under certain circumstances. If you already have a lot of retirement funds, equities, things like that, when I think we all understand, or those of us that have such equities understand the term or the phrase sequence of returns. If not, see Ron as far as finding that financial advisor for your board of directors. But that has to do with when equities move up and down. And for a lot of people that have these kind of things, when the equities move down, and they always are moving, Ron already talked about the 120 today, but when they're always moving, when they move down, a lot of retirees have to sell to continue living the way they are. When you sell, you've locked in your loss. Instead, take some money from your home, which you've now monetized without losing any equity, but now take some from that and hold on to that equity. Don't lose or lock in your loss, and continue to let that retirement fund grow. That retirement fund is also a part of your legacy. And even if it does, in extreme situations, really take equity away from the children with the home, it's going to more than that loss, it's going to increase the equities or your retirement fund well above that, therefore taking care of the inheritance. That's just one way of looking at it.
And there's a lot of different issues here. Now, let's talk about taxes, Jay. Yeah. One of my favorite subjects.
But the other thing is health care, real quick. And I know, you know, none of us really think we're going to have these health problems. And none of us, when you're as old as I am, ever thought we were going to be living that long. But there's, I think, over a million people in this country over 100 years old right now.
Largest growth segment of the population.
These people are going to need some health care. We people, I should say. See, there I went again, not thinking it was me. And the best place to get it? Well, some of us have long-term health care. I don't. Most people don't. You're going to look for it from your children, from the rest of your savings, or by selling your home. With this, that helps protect that and your children. And I'll let you. I'll go back.
Yeah. No, that's great information, because there's a lot of people that need that long-term care. We've obviously had a couple of people come in to help with home care services, and that can get expensive. That can get expensive. Do you want to leave that to your kids? Do you want to leave that expense to your kids? I suggest not. Now, Jay, you said that you've hit that magic age of 70.
Yep.
And so probably in the next 6 months, you're going to get hit with a term, and I'm not going to use you. I'll just use your age, not your portfolio. But you're going to get hit with something called a required mandatory distribution at 70 and a half. We all get hit if we're lucky enough to reach that age. We get hit with a required mandatory distribution, and it's when Uncle Sam says, you have to start taking money out of your qualified plan if you have one, for one reason and one reason only. Uncle Sam does not care about you.
Taxes.
They want their tax money. That plan has been growing tax deferred all these years, and they say, hey, I want my money. Now, if I took out a reverse mortgage at age 62, made no payments on it until age 70 and a half, and now I got to start taking that mandatory distribution, I've got a tax liability, can I use my reverse mortgage to help with that?
Absolutely. For one thing, you take the mandatory, but you probably won't need to take more. You don't want to take what's taxable when you can take what is non-taxable. And anything you get from your home is non-taxable. That equity is yours, so you're only borrowing from yourself. So in your case, or mine, if we have to take out a certain amount of money that is taxable, that year you're going to have a need for a tax write-off.
Well, you have a tax liability, so right. You want to find a write-off.
So any year you want to, you can then make any amount of payments you like. You can make all of them that you've built up, or you can take just this year's, or whatever you and your board of directors decide is best for you. Make that payment then and get the benefit of the tax write-off when you need it.
So you can actually write off some of that money. So I think in the first year, you have to take like 3.8% of whatever your portfolio is, whatever your retirement portfolio is, somewhere in that range. And again, you have to talk to a financial professional. They'll help you with that. But take that money, and if you don't really need that money, you take that, pay the interest, the accrued interest, or part of the accrued interest of that reverse mortgage that's been growing, the interest accumulating for the last 8 years, and now you've got a nice write-off there. So Uncle Sam's helping bring some of those numbers down for your benefit. Again, do you understand? I don't want you to get into the nitty-gritty here. We're not, Jay and I aren't trying to make you a tax specialist or a CPA or a financial planner or even a reverse mortgage specialist. What we really want you to do is know that these are options that are there to help you in saving money. These are all part of the planning of the process. Now, Jay, well, I don't know if I can even get this one in, Jay, because I might have to, I'll throw this real quick. So I talked about this a little bit earlier. You have a house. Say you have a house in Encinitas, nice house. You've lived there for the last 35 years. You owe nothing on it. And say it's worth $500,000, round number. You sell that house and you have now $500,000 in cash. What can you do with that money? Well, basically whatever you want. But you want to go out to Palm Desert, Palm Springs, La Quinta, and you want to buy another house. And that's a $500,000 house. You've got two options. Pay cash for that house, or the other option is maybe pay $250,000 as a down payment, get a reverse mortgage, never make a payment for life, and have $250,000 to do with as you wish. Think about that. I'm just using hypothetical, easy, simple numbers. I'm a simple guy. If you want more specifics on that, call me. I'll put you in touch with Jay Kaplan, and he'll help you. And remember, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Jay Kaplan for coming in and spending a little bit of time with us. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time. Ron Siegel Radio.
But I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.